Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Jesus invites all who believe in him to come to this table, to be given food and drink from his body and blood, that we may never hunger and thirst again when he is in our life. So we are all invited to come and to share this meal together, that we might be nourished and strengthened by Christ, but also that we might be bound together as the body of Christ, that we might be bound together in a community through the Holy Spirit who is present at this meal. And so we sing our song of preparation. Be seated. Eternal God, holy and mighty, it is truly right and our greatest joy to give you thanks and praise and to worship you in every place where your glory abides. O God, you laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They shall perish, but you shall endure. You are always the same, and your time will never end. You made us in your image and called us to be your people. But we turned from you, leaving sin and death to reign. Still, you loved us and sought us, and you sent your Son to be with us. In Christ, your grace defeated death and opened the way to eternal life. You are holy, O God of majesty, and blessed is Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. You sent your only begotten, in whom your fullness dwells, to be for us the way, the truth, and the life. Revealing your love, Jesus taught all who would hear him, healed those who believed in him, received all who sought him, and lifted the burden of their sin and suffering. We glorify you for your great power and love at work in Christ. By the baptism of Christ's suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made us a new people by water and the Spirit. You made us a body with Christ as our head. Gracious God, pour out your Spirit upon us and upon these gifts of bread and wine, that the bread we break and the cup we bless may be the communion of the body and blood of Christ. By your Spirit, unite us with the living Christ, and with all who are baptized in his name, that we may be one in ministry in every place, one body. As this Christ is Christ, as this bread is Christ's body for us, send us out to be the body of Christ in the world. Help us, O God, to love as Christ loved. Knowing our own weakness, may we stand with all who stumble. Sharing in Christ's suffering, may we remember all who suffer. Held in Christ's love, may we embrace all whom the world denies. Rejoicing in Christ's forgiveness, may we forgive all who sin against us. Give us strength to serve you faithfully until the promised day of resurrection, when with the redeemed of all the ages, we will feast with you at your table in glory. Today, we especially pray for Melina, who will be traveling abroad. We ask that you would watch over her, keep her safe. Help her to feel the bond of your Holy Spirit, which ties her to those who love her in your name, that she will know that she is never alone. We pray for those suffering from addictions, that they would have strength to overcome, that they would know that they are loved and whole and complete as they are, that you love and forgive them and accept them, and that they have no need of other ways of functioning, that you will guide them forward. We give thanks for Albert, who is recuperating slowly, and ask for your continued healing power to be upon him. For others who are in our hearts and minds, both concerns as well as joys, we offer them to you now in silence. Holy God, we thank you for hearing our prayers. And we pray through Christ, with Christ, and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, that all glory and honor may be yours, eternal God, now and forever. And we pray as your Son taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. On Jesus' last night with his disciples, he took bread. And after giving thanks, he broke it. And he gave it to them, saying, Take, eat. This is my body, given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And in the same way, after supper, he took the cup. And after blessing it, he gave it to them, saying, This cup is the cup of the new covenant, which has been sealed in my blood, which was poured out for the forgiveness of sin for all people. Whenever you drink it, drink it in remembrance of me. And the Apostle Paul tells us that whenever we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the saving death of our risen Lord until he comes again. So friends, these are the gifts of God for the people of God. Let us keep the feast.